Major League Baseball's troubled offseason continued yesterday with a hearing in Congress. A month after announcing a plan to eliminate two teams, Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig told a House Judiciary Committee the contraction would help fix the game's serious economic problems. The commissioner tried to bolster his argument with a lot of financial details, but some committee members were unswayed. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It's kind of like a kid getting in trouble with the parents. You know baseball's in for it when Major League officials get called up to Capitol Hill and lawmakers threaten to take away the game's 79-year-old exemption from federal antitrust laws. It's happened before, and now a bill proposes to revoke parts of the exemption because enough people think baseball's acting like a monopoly with its unilateral plan to eliminate teams. Sensing the groundswell of public anger about contraction, Commissioner Bud Selig chose yesterday as the moment to offer what he felt was a bold defense. Baseball's financial statistics have been guarded like state secrets, but Selig sat before the House Judiciary Committee with extensive charts and data, hoping to prove baseball's economic ill health.
The consolidated loss for all 30 clubs in 2001 will be approximately $519 million. 25 clubs lost money. The total industry debt is currently over $3 billion, as shown in Chart 4. If you add the as the attached Chart 2 shows, cumulative operating losses over the seven-year period have grown to almost $1.4 billion.
It was an unprecedented display of numbers and apparently incomplete. Committee member Maxine Waters had a frosty exchange with Selig when it was revealed that baseball attorneys were threatening to sue the players' union if the union revealed other figures that might discredit Selig's plea of poverty. But Selig told Representative Waters she had all the necessary documents in front of her.
You have all the numbers. All the statements have been audited except for this year.
Mr. Selig, let me remind you, you're under oath.
When Maxine Waters asks Bud Selig, are you withholding numbers from us?
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
He isn't bringing forth the numbers that represent the true value of ownership.
Economics professor Rodney Fort says those numbers include franchise values, which have risen dramatically in recent years. A year ago, Fort testified before Congress about baseball economics. In one of his books on the subject, Fort documented the recent sale of 12 teams, each one providing a sizable rate of return to the seller. Fort says most of the teams Selig described yesterday as financially sick actually are great assets, like the World Series champion Arizona Diamondbacks, with a reported $32 million in operating losses last year.
Think about the owner and why pretty smart person who's managed to amass a fortune large enough to buy a baseball team would see it in their best interest to hold on to that baseball team even though they can show a book loss of millions of dollars. Well, the team must be worth it.
Professor Fort believes there are a few franchises like the Montreal Expos, which he calls financial basket cases. But baseball, he says, is not in dire financial straits. And who can blame House Judiciary members if they agree? After all, as Bud Selig was painting a picture of economic woe, prized free agent Jason Giambi was reportedly close to signing with the New York Yankees for over $120 million. Whether rising salaries are a sign of industry health or ruin, that'll be hotly debated as Selig, the owners, and players' union descend into contract negotiations. Judging by yesterday's hearing, they could be as contentious as ever. Tom Goldman, NPR News.